So in this video, I would like to share with you another story, but before I share this story with you, I'm just going to introduce you to the reason why I tell stories. And this is going to be important for you to understand. This model I would like to introduce you to is called the storytelling triangle. Now, I don't know where you stand in life. I don't know if you like stories or not. It might be the case you're frowning at me right now, saying something along the lines of, "Kane, stop telling stories, just give us information." Well, unfortunately, this isn't how the world moves forward. The world doesn't move forward through people just giving each other information. The world moves forward through learning from the stories of the highs and the lows and the successes and the failures of people who've come and gone before in our pasts. This has historically always been the case. Stories have historically always been used to transmit the understandings from one generation of people onto the next. And this is why history is such a huge area of study for so many people. People look to the past to learn lessons so that hopefully in the future, history doesn't repeat itself and make the same mistakes in the future as what it's made in the past. And what's true in the realms of studying history is true for us in the context of our day-to-day lives. We learn through stories. But bear in mind, some people just have slightly different preferences when it comes to learning styles than other people. And as life coaches, I've already mentioned, and I really must stress this, that it's crucial that we become flexible in our learning style. Because if we're not flexible in our learning style, then other people, our clients, are going to see us as staunch and rigid. And for many people, completely unrelatable. So stories and the ambiguity that can be offered onto people through stories is what we can use. It's one tool, it's one method that we can use to connect and gain and win the trust of other people, where other people through our stories will feel within themselves, "Ah, I can just relate to that guy. He understands me. He just knows where I am." All right. Now, this doesn't mean that we're just going to get some storybooks and just plucking some random stories out of thin air. It means that we integrate a realm of humility and transparency and authenticity and congruence into our stories. And this is one word I would just like to take a few moments here to unpack and explain. The word congruence was initially introduced to the world by a guy called Carl Rogers, an old psychologist who focused mainly in the area of therapeutic counseling, more of a person-centered approach, talking therapies. This was his main area of expertise. I'm going to be recommending one of his books in the latter section of the course. Now, when Carl Rogers was discussing this idea of congruence, what he was giving reference to was living our lives in this constant state of authenticity, where we're not being false, we're being completely transparent and fully ourselves. Now, this is really relevant because if you think about what I shared with you in the last video, I shared with you who I am. So I shared, I'm honest, I'm loving, I'm caring, I'm giving, I'm creative, I'm all these sorts of things, I'm growing and developing, hence the reason I can produce and create courses like this, without a script, because I'm not just reading information, I'm telling you stories from my own life, things that have happened to me at some point in the past that I've grown to learn lessons through, because if I share these stories in an effective way through the storytelling triangle, then you're hopefully going to then come to see what I see. So congruence is all about my transparency in telling stories that I fundamentally understand in view of relating to you more effectively, or you feeling that you can relate to me more effectively. Because the purpose of the story is to connect the dots between you and your audience, or you and your client, or you and the learner, or you and your child, or you and your partner, or husband, or wife, or whoever it is that you want to connect with on a deeper and more profound level. This is a storytelling triangle, and congruence is absolute key. Now, at this stage of the course, you might be thinking to yourself, right, Kane, all of this stuff is very vague and ambiguous, and where's it all going? Well, you might even be asking yourself, Kane, what qualifications have you got? What qualifies you to stand here and teach us all about life coaching? And how I would like to respond to this is through telling you a story. Because as life coaches, people are going to come to you with all their problems. And some people in life are going to feel like they've dug themselves or they've fallen into a really big hole. Do you know what I mean by hole? Has there ever been a time in your life where you felt like you were just stuck in a hole? You were in this hole, you didn't know how to get out, you felt overwhelmed by it, and no matter how hard you tried, you just couldn't get out, you didn't know what to do. Well, there was this guy, and one day he was walking up the road. And to be honest, he wasn't really paying too much attention as to where he was going. He was looking around, looking at all these opportunities, thinking what he was going to do with his life, until he fell in a hole. Now, the hole was so wide by so deep, and he was quite a fit and agile young guy, but he just wasn't quite able to get himself out of the hole. And to be honest with you, to begin with, he was stubborn. He thought he'd perhaps be able to shimmy his way up or get out somehow, perhaps jump. But after a few hours, he began getting tired, and his self-esteem became a little bit shaky. He started to question, am I going to be able to get out of this hole or not? And as his self-esteem plummeted, he was down this hole, he didn't really know what to do. He didn't want to call out for help, because he didn't want anyone else to see him as being weak. So a few hours passed, it was now later in the afternoon, the guy was getting hungry and the rain just started to come on. And what he quickly became aware of was that the hole started filling up with water. Now, when the hole started filling up with water, his feet were cold and wet, and I thought, right, okay, I need some help here. I need some help. So he started calling out, help, help. Can anyone hear me? Can anyone help me? Help, help. Trying to be as manly as what he could to save a bit of face. And as it happened, there was a counsellor just walking up the street, you know, a therapeutic counsellor. And she just finished working for the day, and she heard the calls and the cries coming from the hole. So as she walked over to the hole, she looked down and she says, "Ooh, young man, you've fallen into a hole." And the guy says, yeah, I have. Look, can you help me out here, please? I've fallen down this hole and I don't know how to get out. So the counsellor just sat down on the edge of the hole and said, "Well, look, I've got, you know, 45 minutes. Tell me, how does it feel being in the hole?" And the guy thought about it and he thought, "Oh, it's pretty cold and wet down here and it's lonely and I don't know how to get out." And then what he unconsciously started doing was just focusing on his problem. So he was now fully focused on being stuck down the hole. 45 minutes later, the counsellor's watch started beeping, beep, 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 beep. And she says, "Oh, sorry, that's our time up for this week. Listen, if you're still stuck down the hole this time next week, please give me a shout when I'm on the way past. I'll be more than happy to have another session with you." And at this point here, the guy was down the hole, absolutely crushed, thinking about his emotions and everything that was wrong with his life. And then he had another week to look forward to another conversation. So here he was crushed. Outside of the hole, he heard a few footsteps, and a doctor was walking past. So he jumped to his feet and he started calling out, "Doctor, doctor, please, please help over here. Help, I'm stuck down a hole. I don't know how to get out. Can you help?" And the doctor walked over and said, "Oh, young man, you've fallen into a hole. By all means, I'm more than happy to help you out." So he says, "Tell me, how does it feel being down the hole? And how long have you been in the hole? And has there ever been a time when you weren't in the hole? And okay, so let me just write out a prescription." And the doctor went on to write out a prescription after 5 minutes, proceeded to fold it over, throw it into the hole. And then he said, "Listen, if symptoms persist, come back and see me this time next week and I'll write you another prescription." And at this point here now, the guy down the hole was absolutely crushed. He tried talking to a counsellor, to a therapist, he tried going to the doctors, and his problem still remained. He was still stuck down the hole. He didn't know how to get out. And as it was still raining, the hole was filling up with water fast. So he felt under pressure and he felt like time was running out. So day turned into night and it got to around about 7:30 and there was one of his mates outside of the hole walking down the road. And he could just hear these whimpers coming from the hole. So he walked over and he looked down and he said, "Hey, I see down there. How'd you get down there? And the guy who was down the hole looked up and says, oh, look, I've fallen down this hole. I'm stuck. I don't know how to get out. Can you help? And the guy says, yeah, sure, absolutely, no problem whatsoever. Got down on his knees and then jumped into the hole with him. Now, the guy who was originally down the hole, he stepped up and says, look, what are you doing? I've been stuck down this hole all day and I don't know how to get out. Why did you do this? Are you stupid? Now we're both stuck down this hole. And the guy who jumped into the hole with him says, yeah, but look, I've been down this hole before and I know how to get out. So what does this story mean for you? Because this story for me is the very essence of life coaching. It's the very essence of congruence. In the next video, I'm going to share with you a bit more of my personal background, a bit more of my own story, all right? So that you can understand what it is that qualifies me to be standing here in front of you right now, but so that you also understand the whole. Because whilst in life, all of our wholes are always going to be different. All we ever have is our own perception of things and our own experiences. This is fundamentally what differentiates us all in life. And whilst I'm never going to fully understand your story, I can and I do understand my own. Which means that whilst I'm not going to know what it's like being you walking a mile in your shoes, there are going to be elements of your story through which and to which I'm going to be able to empathically relate. And this is one of the core skills that we can really do with getting our heads around and offering other people as life coaches. This is a beginner to an advanced course, but this story hopefully paints a picture of what authentic and congruent life coaching looks like. I've already mentioned there's no rules. You can't get this stuff wrong. And if you genuinely do care about people, then you're going to be able to see where they're in the hole. And when you see someone else is in a hole, you're naturally just going to want to get yourself in there and help them out, which you're only going to be able to do if you've been down your hole and you've already gotten yourself out of your hole. Now, in the second last section of the course, I'm going to share with you a 7-step coaching framework, all right, which if you're able to relate and apply in the context of your own life, is going to qualify you to jump into any hole that anyone else finds themselves in at life. Doesn't matter how deep, doesn't matter how wide. But in the next video, I'm going to share with you my personal story so you can understand my hole and see how you are able to more empathically relate to me. So look forward to seeing you in the next clip.